Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. Life is a journey filled with twists, turns, and tests that often leave us asking, how do I get through this? In moments of pain, confusion, and uncertainty, we quickly learn that human strength alone is never enough. But there is hope. Through the powerful words of Jesus in John chapter 16, verse 33, we are reminded that victory is not found in avoiding challenges, but in learning to rise above them through Christ. In today's sermon, we'll discover that the secret to overcoming life's challenges lies in one simple truth: your ability to hear God's voice. When you can hear Him clearly, you'll find direction in the storm, peace in the chaos, and courage to keep moving forward. In today's message titled Overcoming Life's Challenges, we discover how to move from being overwhelmed by the world to overcoming it. Let's join in.
The Bible says, and this is Jesus speaking, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." That's recorded in John chapter 16, verse 33. So let me ask you, how do you live as an overcomer, as Jesus has overcome the world for us? How do you overcome life's challenges? How do you live above life's challenges? That's what I want to convey to you in this message. By then, do you face significant challenges in life that you cannot seem to overcome them? That's another question. Are you facing significant challenges but can't seem to overcome them? If you could hear God clearly, it will not only help you solve these problems, but it will help you to avoid them altogether, my friend. I want to talk to you about how the Holy Spirit will show you things to come, and that will really enable you to overcome life's challenges. So did you know that God is always speaking? If you didn't know that, you are probably not hearing Him speak to you. It's one of the reasons you are facing some of the challenges in life. But if you could hear God clearly, it would not only get you out of problems, but it would help you avoid them altogether. Hallelujah. Honestly, I don't know how anyone lives to overcome life's challenges without hearing God's voice. It is an absolute essential, and yet most Christians are content to go through life, not even knowing that God is speaking to them, let alone how He speaks to them. If that's you, I have some good news for you today that would really help you. God is always speaking, and you can learn to discern whether you are hearing God, whether you are hearing the devil, or just your own heart and desires. You see, there are four fundamental ways that God speaks to us. The four ways are that God speaks to people through Scripture. That's the Bible, which is the ultimate word of God. God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit, that you hear an inner voice. He speaks to us through our conscience, and He also speaks to us through our born-again spirit, you see. So you need guidance to live as an overcomer. You need guidance to actually overcome life's challenges, because Jesus is saying we will face challenges, we will face tribulations, we will face problems, but He has overcome the world. That's why we are also overcoming. And it's the Holy Spirit who can guide you. Did you know that the Holy Spirit will guide you and show you things to come? He's going to show you a lot of things, both negative and positive. Most Christians don't have a clue about this. Most born-again Christians don't know this. But this message will let you know that, look, God is there to guide us. So what I really want to focus on in this message is that God will show us things to come regarding the enemy's plan for our lives, so we can live as overcomers. And most Christians have to know this. So this message will help you avert and avoid or stop the plans of the enemy dead in their tracks, I tell you. I want to look at John chapter 16 and verses 12 and 13. And this is what the Bible says. This is Jesus speaking. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Hallelujah. How many Christians know that the Holy Spirit is ready to tell you things to come and that we must have receptive ears to hear him? The Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth and even show you things to come. How beneficial would it be for God to show you that a train wreck is up ahead of you, or that the plane that you are getting ready to board will go down? Not only will the Holy Spirit tell you about the future, but he will also bring to your remembrance what Jesus has said. So Jesus is saying to me and you that, look, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will speak. He will take what Jesus has spoken, what the Father has spoken, and bring to your remembrance. And also show you things to come. He will show you things to come, the future, the good things God has for you, plus what the enemy is planning. So you need to depend upon him to supernaturally quicken revelation to you so you can live as an overcomer. So you overcome life's challenges, my friend. One of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to show us about our future, to show us the plans that God had for us, the exciting things that he has for us, the future he has for us. So you know that you are more than a conqueror. You are victorious. You are an overcomer. Hallelujah. In fact, Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Another translation says it this way, that he will lead you to the expected end. So if God is leading you to the expected end, then you are an overcomer. You will overcome all obstacles. You will overcome all hindrances. You will overcome all problems. So that's why you are an overcomer. But you got to depend on the Holy Spirit. The all-powerful God and all-knowing God will see you through to the expected end. How can you not be an overcomer? So therefore, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading. He will show you things to come. You can overcome the enemy's plans, my friend. So in that word, it says he will give you peace. It includes prosperity, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And then Jeremiah 29 verses 12 and 13 also says this: "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." So, you see, God is telling us here that he's got plans for us, and the plans are not evil. The plans are good. And it's not that you are not going to know the plans he has for you, yeah? He's not hiding them from you. He says, if you will seek me, you will find me. If you pray to me, you will get answers. So, though the enemy is out there, I'm telling you, that's what the Bible says, no weapon fashioned against us will stand. Or any tongue that rises against us, we shall condemn. God has got a future for you, but it doesn't happen automatically. You and I have to seek the Lord about our future, and we need to know the future, the plan that God had for us, and he's not hiding them from us. So my brother and my sister, the Holy Spirit will show you about your future and what he has for you, the positive things he has planned for you, the prosperity that he had for you, the call on your life that he had for you. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come if you will set aside time to seek him. And that's when you become an overcomer. Even though God has won the victory for you, you need to be in consultation with him. You need to cooperate with him. He will also show us things to come which are also negative regarding the enemy's plan for our lives. And most Christians have not a clue about this. So whenever the Lord is trying to show them that the enemy is going to plan and to do this or that, they just rebuke it. You see? And then they just go right headlong and then have that problem. And they don't understand why. You know, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will show you things to come that are negative. Not that God is doing something negative in your life. I want you to understand this. Yes, it's not God who's doing that negative things in your life. But the Holy Spirit will show you when the enemy has got evil plans for you so that you will not accept those plans. You will just go for what God has for you. So let me give you some examples of few scriptures because of time constraint. But in Acts chapter 27 verse 10, Paul said, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and the ship, but also our lives. You see? So what was this about? God showed apostles the negative things to come. And that's exactly what happened. If you have time to read it, their lives were spared, but they had a shipwreck because of the storm. The Holy Spirit was showing the apostle Paul, hey, you are going to get into a mess. Go and tell the owner of the ship and the centurion. But they didn't believe in him. Because they didn't believe in him, they went through that storm and they had that shipwreck. You see, the enemy's plan to destroy all their lives. But God warned Apostle Paul ahead of time that there's a storm coming. And so Apostle Paul prayed. And I believe it was his prayers and faith that stopped it. Their lives were spared. They overcame. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 21, there was a prophet called Agabus who warned Paul that the enemy was going to use the Jews in Jerusalem to actually bind Paul. But then Paul pursued and then followed his spirit. So he was able to overcome all these problems. Even though they were able to bind him, he still was able to preach the gospel and he overcame this. Look at Luke chapter 22, verses 31 to 32. This is Jesus speaking. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. So you see, Jesus prayed for Peter. This was the enemy's plan. And Peter overcame this. You know, his faith didn't fail. So here it is, Jesus just telling him, Peter, hey, the devil has got a plan to take you out. I have prayed for you though, and it will stop him letting your faith fail. So you see, Holy Spirit is there to show you things. He will tell you things to come. There are lots of verses that I could give you here. That's why we live as overcomers. And so many Christians that I have come in contact with, who have gone through tragedy and gone through problems, if they would think back, the Holy Spirit was trying to warn them ahead of time, but they did not heed to the warning. Look at Matthew chapter 2. This is talking about the wise men when they visited the baby Jesus. Bible says that when they have come into the house and they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had worshipped him, they opened their treasures and presented him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then verse 12 goes on to say that, then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country in another way. Can you see this? The Holy Spirit did that. God spoke to these wise men. You need to go another way. You don't need to go back and be caught where you are going to have to tell where Jesus was. Verse 13. And now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young baby and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Hallelujah. Look at the enemy's plan. God is saying, I want you to overcome the enemy's plan. Take the baby Jesus, take Mary, and then flee. Flee to Egypt. Go and be a refugee there until I bring you word. So the enemy is planning. We have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, my friend. And we will continue to live the overcoming life that Christ has won for us. If you are a believer, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. He is talking to your conscience. He's talking through your spirit. The Holy Spirit is talking to you. He's talking through the word of God, you see? So he is speaking all the time. And so we can be overcomers if we heed to his voice. And if you haven't received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is even not applicable to you because you cannot really discern God's voice. The first step is to receive him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer right now. Pray the prayer from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.